Sayuri, I am the one who asked Mameha to take you under her care. I told her about a beautiful young girl I'd met, with startling gray eyes, and asked that she help you if she ever came upon you in Gion. I said I would cover her expenses if necessary, and she did come upon you, only a few months later. From what she's told me over the years, you would certainly never have become a geisha without her help. It's almost impossible to describe the effect the chairman's words had on me. I'd always taken it for granted that Mameha's mission had been personal, to rid herself and Gion of Hatsumomo. Now that I understood her real motive, that I'd come under her tutelage because of the chairman, well, I felt I would have to look back at all the comments she'd ever made to me and wonder about the real meaning behind them. And it wasn't just Mameha who'd suddenly transformed in my eyes. Even I seemed to myself to be a different woman. When my gaze fell upon my hands in my lap, I saw them as hands the chairman had made. I felt exhilarated and frightened and grateful all at once. I moved away from the table to bow and express my gratitude to him, but before I could even do it, I had to say, "Chairman, forgive me, but I so wish that at some time years ago you could have told me about all of this. I can't say how much it would have meant to me." "There's a reason why I never could, Sayuri, and why I had to insist that Mameha not tell you either. It has to do with Nobu." To hear the mention of Nobu's name, all the feeling drained out of me, for I had the sudden notion that I understood where the chairman had been leading all along. "Chairman," I said, "I know I've been unworthy of your kindness. This past weekend, when I—"
"I confess, Sayuri," he interrupted, "that what happened on Amami has been very much on my mind."
I could feel the chairman looking at me. I couldn't possibly have looked back at him.
"There's something I want to discuss with you," he went on. "I've been wondering all day how to go about it. I keep thinking of something that happened many years ago. I'm sure there must be a better way to explain myself, but I do hope you'll understand what I'm trying to say."
Here he paused to take off his jacket and fold it on the mats beside him. I could smell the starch in his shirt, which made me think of visiting the general at the Soroya Inn and his room that often smelled of ironing.
"Back when Iwamura Electric was still a young company," the chairman began, "I came to know a man named Ikeda, who worked for one of our suppliers on the other side of town. He was a genius at solving wiring problems. Sometimes when we had difficulty with an installation, we asked to borrow him for a day, and he straightened everything out for us. Then, one afternoon when I was rushing home from work, I happened to run into him at the pharmacist.